As Mr. Football Dan Shore just established, Super Sunday tomorrow, Super Bowl, what is it, XXXVII, 37, I guess, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their devastating defense to try to upend the slightly favored Oakland Raiders and their freewheeling offense preparing for the game in the comfort of his apartment in Chicago is our sports columnist, Ron Rappaport. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Scott.
A couple of outstanding, mature quarterbacks we have on these teams. Brad Johnson of the Buccaneers, Rich Gannon of the Raiders. They've both bounced around to get this spot.
Well, you're exactly right, Scott. Gannon's been in the league for 15 years, a lot of that time as a backup, before becoming an overnight sensation, the player of the season, the year this season. And then there's Brad Johnson for Tampa Bay. Scott, he's only been in the league for 11 years, and he's never been anybody's idea of Joe Montana either before he got to this point. But, you know, as we've watched him in the playoffs this far, they've both shown the ability to make big plays and the right decision at the right moments. They're really at the center of their team's attention. They're certainly very much what this game is going to boil down to, I think.
Now, are you anticipating a close game or one of these Super Bowls that's over at the end of the half?
No, I think this is going to be a very good game, a very close game. Both teams looked really good last week. I was very much taken by the coaching job that John Gruden did for Tampa Bay against the Eagles, Scott. He kept running the ball, even when he wasn't gaining much yardage with it or even losing yardage. And this forced the Eagles to keep defending the run, open just enough passing lanes to win that game. And in the meantime, we all know what Oakland did to win their game. They just looked terrific. I think both teams are at the top of their game. I think because of the veteran aspect of it, we've heard so much about the older players on both teams, that they're not going to be shaken by the hype and so on. I'm looking for a close, good game.
Older players, a young coach, as coaches go, 39 years old, John Gruden, the coach of the Bucs, less than a year ago, he was coaching the Oakland Raiders.
You know, this is such an interesting aspect to it, Scott. I guess you'd say this game is Shakespeare versus Machiavelli. Gruden returns to his old kingdom.
I'd bet on Machiavelli, but go ahead, yeah.
Well, he returns to his old kingdom, you know, to lead his new team against the team he coached last year, against many of the players he convinced to come to Oakland in the first place and convinced them that they could win there. Then he left without even saying goodbye. Ah, but why did he leave? Because Al Davis, the owner of the Raiders and the last real owner Buccaneer left in the game, didn't give him the money he wanted and probably was entitled to, hoping he would leave so that the Raiders could get a lot of draft choices from a return in from some other team that wanted him, which is exactly what happened.
Gosh.
The other team being Tampa Bay, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No. That's the game before the game. Listen, you and I have been on the record for a few weeks now with a prediction as to who would make it to the end of the season. I'll go first this time, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say a field goal from Tampa Bay's Martin Gramatica, the Argentine-born soccer player, is going to be enough to put Tampa Bay ahead by 3.
I like Tampa Bay to win by 10, 27-17. I think they're really a good team. I think they're really playing well, and John Gruden is going to figure something out.
Okay, Ron, but I think we both agree. It's just a matter of means. We agree on the end, don't we?
Like Joe Namath said, I guarantee it.
Okay, thanks very much. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator on Weekend Edition, also a columnist with, forgive me, the Chicago Sun-Times.